Blog Talk Radio.
For this last final September 2015 day. So welcome to the Daily Complaint. A warm welcome to those of you who are joining us for the very first time here at the Daily Complaint. It's a wonderful first step in knowing your rights and asserting your rights, which is our motto, our heartbeat, our passion here at the Daily Complaint. And an even warmer welcome to those of you who are joining us for the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 10th, 12th, 15th time. Not only have you shown now that you are interested in knowing your rights and taking that first step to know your rights and asserting your rights, but you have now made a commitment to know your rights and assert your rights. So welcome to all of you, whether you're joining us for the first time or whether you're joining us for the 10th or 12th time. What a wonderful place for you all to get educated as to where you can get and find resources that can assist you as a consumer, as a borrower, as a homeowner, and how to assert those rights. We've got a great complaint for you today. Let me reintroduce myself. My name is Dana Schaffman. I am the managing member of End Consulting, just a fancy way of saying owner of End Consulting. End Consulting brings to you the Daily Complaint every weekday. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We generally air in the morning on the West Coast and the early afternoon in the East Coast. However, you never really know what we're going to do, when we're going to do it, but that really doesn't matter. And the reason why is because every single show that we put on here at the Daily Complaint is immediately archived after the show. What that means is you can visit us at the Daily Complaint, and you can listen right now to any of our 298 episodes that we've already done of the Daily Complaint, or in 27 minutes, you'll be able to listen to this one, our 299th show here at the Daily Complaint. So we're definitely rounding the corner to 300. We hope to be at 300 by the end of the week. There's no reason why we won't be, which means that gives you almost an episode every day of the week. Definitely gives you an episode every single weekday to listen to if you'd like to listen to a different episode every weekday. But reality is you're going to listen to the episodes that are most applicable, most pertinent, those episodes that are most, I guess, similar to your situation, okay? Because then you're going to get the resources that you need individually as a consumer to not only know your consumer rights, but also to assert your consumer rights. So today we've got a great show for you. We're going to talk a lot about your consumer rights as it applies to the mortgage industry. We generally focus on the mortgage industry, and the reason why is because that seems to be the biggest need at the moment. That's why we do what we do. So we're here to help homeowners that are struggling, homeowners that have had their consumer rights violated, homeowners that are going through extreme hardship, homeowners that don't see any options or a pathway for success. That's what we do here at the Daily Complaint, folks. We provide you with some hope. We provide you with some optimism. We provide you with a pathway for success. We educate you as to where you can get consumer assistance and consumer help. We might outline or identify anywhere from 3 to 12 resources for you. So reality is, and the thing that we most want to explain and convey, is that you always have options. As a consumer, you are blessed here in America with consumer rights, which means you have so many rights that are available to you, but you have to know them in order to figure out how and where to assert them. That's why we do what we do. We have a passion here for helping others. In fact, today's complaint was posted today, believe it or not, September 30th. So we're going to actually call after the show the homeowner. We're going to see if we can provide some guidance and some assistance, maybe even assist the homeowner if they need us to do so, and outlining what options exist for them, maybe making a joint call with them to Ocwen. We're going to talk about Ocwen today. We do that for free. We don't ever charge to call the mortgage servicer with the consumer to identify what's going on. We generally call to ensure that the homeowner does have options, because reality is, folks, you always have options. Okay, I think that's the hardest thing for us to convey to many of our clients and our homeowners, is that you have options. You know, as a consumer, you have options. As a borrower, you have options. As a homeowner, you have options. But reality is you have to be well-versed on what's going on and what your rights are in order to possibly uncover some of those options. Because sometimes, and actually we've got a file with Ocwen right now, they deny you access into a certain option, okay, until you assert your rights, and then, amazingly enough, that option now exists for you. So, again, it's important for you to know your rights in order to assert your rights, okay? So, we're going to talk about Ocwen today. We're going to talk about foreclosure. We're going to talk about your consumer rights. We're going to actually talk about the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, also known as the CFPB. We're going to start with that today. We're going to play you what they are and what they do, or maybe I should say who they are and what they do. Their website, by the way, is consumerfinance.gov. We're going to play a video under the Inside the CFPB About Us section, so you actually understand who the CFPB is. Okay, are they going to be able to stop your foreclosure? In some cases, they might. In other cases, they might not. Okay, there might be things that are going on behind the scenes that you never know about, and there might be things that you need to do that they can't do for you, okay? So reality is you have to understand the parameters of each of these regulatory agencies, okay? We generally go to the CFPB quite a bit, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Again, their website's consumerfinance.gov. And the reason why we go to them so often, folks, is because many of the other regulatory agencies dump into the CFPB now as the main regulator for consumer rights. So that's why we go to them so often. They've actually put up new mortgage servicing rules by way of RESPA and Dodd-Frank that went into effect last year. We're going to look at those today. So we're going to spend a lot of time at consumerfinance.gov. We're going to talk about the complaint on the other side of this video. The video is spoken and narrated, shall I say, by Richard Cordray. He's the director of the CFPB, or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Again, we're at consumerfinance.gov. When you get to consumerfinance.gov, you're going to notice two things on the top right. One, there's a contact us phone number. And two, in green, there's a link that states submit a complaint. Okay? So you can automatically not only get information as to what your consumer rights are through the CFPB, but you can also submit a complaint. Okay, why is that important? Because the CFPB makes your mortgage servicer, in this case it would be Ocwen when we get to the complaint, answer your complaint in 15 days. Most people I know are aware of their foreclosure sale date or any of, you know, pending issues well in advance of 15 days. Okay? When you submit a complaint, they actually provide a box that you complete that states that, do you have a sale date? Asks that question. Okay, so they're very on top of, if you have a sale date, the response has to be in before the sale date can occur. There are other qualified written request issues that exist if you submit a qualified written request and you have a foreclosure sale date. So again, folks, it's so important for you to know your rights And it's important for you to understand what resources exist for you, okay? Before we play this video today, I want to reiterate our show page. The Daily Complaint has a show page. It's at thedailycomplaint.com. We've made it that easy for you. Again, it's thedailycomplaint.com. Once you get to thedailycomplaint.com, folks, on the top right are links to Twitter and Facebook pages. We often put all of this information that we talk about on the Daily Complaint show in our Twitter and Facebook feeds. Okay? So therefore, you don't even have to talk to us to obtain these resources if you're seeking them. Again, we've already given you consumerfinance.gov, so you can cut us off right now and go right there, or you can listen with us and review the website while we're talking about what it is we're talking about. However, when you're at thedailycomplaint.com, which is our show page, our website here for purposes of the Daily Complaint show, you can, like I said, listen to any show you want that's been in the past and this one in about 19 minutes, okay? Or you can contact us directly. You can contact us through thedailycomplaint.com. You can contact us through Twitter and Facebook if that's more comfortable. You can also contact us through our End Consulting website, which is to the left of the Twitter and Facebook bubbles in black. You can click on that link and you go there. There's a Contact Us page there. You can also contact me personally. Again, my name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of End Consulting, and my signature is at the bottom of every single show. So you have 299 after today places where my signature appears. It includes both our phone number for End Consulting as well as my personal email for End Consulting, excuse me. So I guess what I'm trying to express to you is there's no need to suffer in silence, ever, okay? There's no need to try and figure out where can you get help, how can I get help. We're actually very nice over here at End Consulting. You can contact us. We'd be more than happy to discuss with you what options exist for you. We're never going to charge you to talk about your situation. The only time that we talk about fees with our prospects or our clients is when they ask us to do the work for them, okay? In fact, as I explained before, we contact the mortgage servicers on a conference call with the prospects or with the homeowners, with the borrowers, at no charge, just to outline and establish what options exist for them. Therefore, they can decide whether or not they want to choose a consultant that can do the work and basically oversee and advocate for their consumer rights, or whether they want to do it themselves. We have no issue providing you with the resources that you need to do it yourself. So, like I said, we're very passionate about what we do. We want to make sure that you as consumers, for every financial service or product that you are engaged in at the moment, have an outlet in which to voice your consumer rights concerns and to get assistance for those issues that are plaguing you on a daily basis, especially when you're dealing with foreclosure or something that threatens the shelter, your home, your family, something like that, okay? So without further ado, we're going to let you all listen to a little video. Like I said, Richard Cordray is the one who's narrating this. This comes to us from the CFPB's website, consumerfinance.gov, under the About Us tab, and he's going to explain what they do. So let me give you a quick header. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or the CFPB, is a 21st century agency that helps consumer finance markets work by making rules more effective, by consistently and fairly enforcing those rules, and by empowering consumers to take more control over their economic lives. Wonderful. That's exactly what we preach here every day at the Daily Complaint. How do they do that? They work to educate, enforce, and study the different trends and issues that are going on. So rather than hear it from me let you listen to Richard Cordray. Here he goes.
Hello, I'm Richard Cordray. As a new director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and as someone who's been helping to build the Bureau for some time, I want to tell you that it's an extraordinary privilege for me to work on behalf of American consumers, consumers like you. Our team at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has been answering calls and reading stories from hundreds of American consumers every week. Their stories illustrate the kinds of issues people are dealing with around the country. You can tell us your story at consumerfinance.gov. We've heard from people like Rebecca from North Carolina. She told us she missed a mortgage payment 9 months after her husband lost his job. In the 2 years since, her mortgage servicer has increased her payments, even though she entered a trial modification in an effort to lower her monthly payments. The servicer has charged her monthly fees for services she never asked for and she believes have never occurred, all while repeatedly threatening her with foreclosure unless she shells out more money in unexplained fees. Rebecca has frantically complied with all of these demands because she's afraid of losing her home, and so is doing whatever she can to stay in her home. The stakes are high. Consumers need to be able to fully understand the costs and risks of borrowing, and they need to be able to comparison shop for the best deal. Consumers deserve to have someone who will stand on their side, who will protect them against fraud, and who will ensure that they're treated fairly. The new Consumer Bureau was created to make sure that these things are achieved for all Americans. The good news is that we've already gotten started. Over time, we'll judge the success of our efforts by whether consumers are being treated more fairly and with more clarity and candor in the financial marketplace. The financial marketplace can be an arena that helps people find and seize opportunity, not condemn them to bewildering failure. By working every day to protect consumers, we will help to fashion a more resilient economy and a stronger country. Join us. Work with us. Help us make it so. Visit consumerfinance.gov and tell us your story today.
All right, so I think for me the overwhelming theme there that crosses all boundaries is they want you to be treated fairly, okay? And that's a broad spectrum, okay? It means probably a million different things to a million different people as to what's fair in each situation that we cover every weekday here at the Daily Complaint. So we're going to talk about, or we're going to let Sylvia talk about her situation, and then we're going to go back to the CFPB and we're going to read the rules that were established almost 2 years ago to provide stronger protections for homeowners facing foreclosure and even stronger protection for those homeowners that are current on their mortgage. And we're going to look at both of those and figure out if Sylvia has any meat in her complaint, so to speak. Does she have any justification in what she's complaining about? Because I think you're going to find out once you understand what your rights are and then you backtrack those rights, you're going to see that, in this case at least, that Sylvia has a number of different violations that she's experienced with regard to her situation that not only is not fair, but it violates her consumer rights. Okay, so we're going to give the floor to Sylvia Booth. She posted this complaint today, September 30th, 2015. We can't get more current than that, folks. Her complaint is against Ocwen. Her complaint title is Payments Not Received, Foreclosure Threats, Not Keeping Appointments to Discuss, Changing Payments Balance, Payment Balance Every Other Day. All of those not only don't seem fair, but they also seem to be violating her consumer rights. So let's take a look at what she has to say. And then on the flip side, let's look at the CFPB's rules and figure out if she's got some justified issues. Okay? So Sylvia states, Ocwen gives different contact every time I call. Every different contact gives different balances. That's a problem. Different stories. Okay? Threatening foreclosure with no time to respond. That's an issue. We had a house fire the same week as I was diagnosed with cancer. Okay, so really quick, let me stop there. A house fire equates to financial hardship, okay? And cancer equates to medical hardship. So just so we're understanding what's going on, Sylvia has not only a medical hardship due to a house fire, but also a financial hardship due to a house fire, but also a medical hardship dealing with cancer, okay? So a lot of times when you're seeking mortgage assistance, folks, you have to establish a hardship, okay? Why did you fall behind? Why have you had issues, okay? It's not difficult to establish hardship for many folks, in fact, for every folk these days, unless you're a multimillionaire. Because reality is the economy is still in a recovery state. So everyone has a hardship that you can explain if you understand how to explain your hardship, okay? So Sylvia goes on to state, we lost a lot of important papers, meaning in the house fire, mortgage file most importantly. We barely received enough insurance money to get the minimum rebuilt. Okay, so rebuilding their home. All the while going through chemo and radiation therapy. Okay, so you've got a medical hardship, which is taking you out of pocket. You've got a financial hardship. You're trying to deal with multiple things at once. We never thought Ocwen would try to foreclose on us at the very worst time in our lives. Never. We made our payment sometimes late due to extreme hardships, but always called them, meaning always called Ocwen. Always. Then came the confusion. No one would give us a specific person to talk with. They seemed to try even harder to make it impossible to stay on top, and the stress was more than you could imagine. Now, 1 year later, after rebuilding our house, not totally done, but close, Ocwen is not sending us our monthly statements for 6 months. Just received a letter of intent to foreclose, also a signed collections notice. They say this is not an attempt to collect money for past due payments, but solely the attempt to foreclose. Please contact me by phone if possible, as I am not well and speaking to a real person would give me some time to discuss and understand what I'm up against. I don't want to lose my home after all I've gone through and continuing to go through with my cancer. Okay? So, that's a lot under the hood. Okay? So I'm not going to go through everything because I want to read to you the stronger protections. And as we go through the protections that were implemented by the CFPB and Dodd-Frank and RESPA in 2014, January 10th, 2014 to be exact. So like I said, almost 2 years ago. We'll stop at each one and address Sylvia's concerns, okay? But it seems like there's some confusion as to what's going on for Sylvia, okay? So we're going back to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, folks, the CFPB. And we're going to look at, in their newsroom, they have an article stating CFPB rules establish strong protections for homeowners facing foreclosure. New rules prevent servicer surprises and runaround for mortgage borrowers. Today, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or the CFPB, issued rules to establish new strong protections for struggling homeowners facing foreclosure. The rules also protect mortgage borrowers from costly surprises and runarounds by their servicers. What are these rules, you ask? Thank you. Okay, so the strong protections for struggling borrowers. CFPB's mortgage servicing rules ensure that borrowers in trouble get a fair process to avoid foreclosure. Okay? The new protections for struggling borrowers include, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. Okay? Restricted dual tracking. Under the CFPB's new rules, dual tracking, or when the servicer moves forward with foreclosure, while simultaneously working with the borrower to avoid foreclosure, is restricted. Okay? That's rule number one. Rule number two, notification of foreclosure alternatives. Servicers must let borrowers know about their loss mitigation options to retain their home after borrowers have missed two consecutive payments. So let me stop there. Okay? They do have to provide them with a written notice, including examples of options that might be available to them as alternatives to foreclosure. I haven't heard any information from Sylvia that states that they're following this, okay? So, if they're sending you a notice of intent to foreclose and they're not sending you a notification of foreclosure alternatives, that's a problem. So there's your first violation, okay? Next one, item number three under strong protections, direct and ongoing access to service personnel. Servicers must have policies and procedures in place to provide delinquent buyers with direct, easy, ongoing access to employees responsible for helping them. Okay? These personnel are responsible for alerting borrowers to any missing information on their applications, telling borrowers about the status of any loss mitigation application, and making sure documents get to the right servicing personnel for processing. Okay? So it seems like this one is questionable as well. So, out of the first three that we've explained, so far, it seems like two of them are violations per Sylvia's description, okay? Last two, fair review process is number four. The servicer must consider all foreclosure alternatives available from the mortgage owners or investors, those with decision-making power over the loan, and servicers can no longer steer borrowers to those options that are most financially favorable for the servicer. Well, remember we talked about it has to be fair. This doesn't seem to be fair from what Sylvia's describing, especially everything she's gone through. Okay, so now out of the first four, it seems like three are being violated. Okay, last one. No foreclosure sale until all other alternatives considered. Well, there's your fourth violation out of five, it seems, because it seems like they have an intent to foreclose, but they're not providing them with the information that they need to understand why, if they're making all of their payments. Okay? So, those are the strong protections for those that are facing foreclosure. Okay? Now, here are the other two sections for those that may or may not be facing foreclosure, but for borrowers in general. The next section is no surprises. Mortgage borrowers should not be surprised about where their money is going, when interest rates adjust, or when they get charged fees, so on and so forth. They want to bring greater transparency to the market by providing clear and timely information. Okay? Well, let's explain that clear and timely information doesn't seem to be what Sylvia is receiving. So what are the three items under this no surprises section? Number one, clear monthly mortgage statements. Servicers must provide regular statements which include the amount and date and due date of next payment, a breakdown of payments by principal, interest, fees, and escrow, and recent transaction activity. Clear monthly mortgage statements. Violation. She hasn't received a statement in 6 months. Early warning before interest rate adjusts. Doesn't seem to be applicable to her, at least at this point, but servicers must provide that in advance, okay? Options for avoiding costly force-placed insurance. This doesn't seem to be applicable to Sylvia either, and this is where they don't think you have adequate or any insurance, and they lender place it or force place on it. They have to be able to justify why they're doing so, and if you provide proof that it wasn't needed, they must terminate it within 15 days and refund the premiums. Okay, this one gets violated all the time. So out of these three under the no surprises, clear monthly mortgage statements seems to be a violation. So now, out of eight items, we're now at what, five out of the eight being violated, okay? So now you can start getting an idea of, okay, and this is, by the way, under the CFPB in their website. Okay, so when you submit that complaint, all you have to do is explain that they're violating all of this. These are their rules. So if they're violating their own rules and you're complaining to the person or the entity that's establishing the rules, in my book, that's a winning position. Okay? Last section, no runarounds. When mortgage servicers make mistakes, records get lost, payments are processed too slowly, or servicing personnel do not have the latest information, consumer suffers the consequences. Under this section, there are four items, okay? So in total, there are 12 items. So far, we've already established five out of eight are violations. Let's see what the last four bear. Payments promptly credited. Servicer credit a consumer's account the date a payment is received. If the servicer places partial payments in a suspense account, once the amount in such an account equals a full payment, the servicer must credit it to the borrower's account. So, we don't know if this is being violated, but obviously there's a disconnect between Sylvia's payments and what's being received. So this may or may not be, but at this point we can't assign it because we don't know for sure. Prompt response to requests for payoff balances. Servicers must generally provide a response to consumers' requests for payoff balance of their mortgage loan within 7 business days. Errors corrected and information provided quickly. Servicers must acknowledge receipt of written notices from consumers regarding certain errors or requesting information. They have 30 days to respond to a notice of error, or request for information, or a qualified written request. They have 5 days to confirm receipt of your request, okay? I don't know if there's been anything sent in by Sylvia, but reality is they're definitely not providing information quickly. Maintain accurate and accessible documents and information. Servicer must store borrower information in a way that allows it to be easily accessible. Servicers must also have policies and procedures in place to ensure they can provide timely and accurate information. Well, if she's getting different information every time she calls in, that one's being violated as well. So out of the last four, I'd say she's got two out of the four violations. So now we're up to seven out of the 12, or more than 50% of these rules are being violated. Okay, folks? So, if you're Sylvia, what do you do? Well, I would, if I were Sylvia, knowing all of this information, I would submit a complaint to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, at consumerfinance.gov to get the ball rolling. Okay? I would outline everything that's been violated, what's going on, just like Sylvia did it for us today. Okay? The problem is, folks, is we love that you post your complaints online, but who's going to answer them? Okay? We're going to try and do our best to find them and answer them as quickly as possible, but even we're not perfect, and nor can we answer everybody's complaints about everything. So reality is you have to complain to the right people. Okay? In Sylvia's case, she can complain on a federal level to the CFPB, the FTC, which is the Federal Trade Commission. She could complain to HUD regarding RESPA, the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. On a state level, she's in the state of Washington, she can complain to the Washington State Attorney General, the Washington State Department of Financial Institutions or Department of Financial Services. It differs in each state as to what they call it, but they do the same thing. Okay? She can complain to her governor, her mayor, any of her congresspeople. Okay? So there are a number of different outlets in which for you as a consumer to complain. But in order to do it, folks, you've got to know those rights in order to assert those rights. So, again, help and options are always available to you. By the way, for free. You don't have to pay anybody anything to do anything. Okay? If you're seeking mortgage assistance, you can simply go to makinghomeaffordable.gov and download the application, fill it out, and send it in. You don't have to fill out anybody else's paperwork. That opens up your request for mortgage assistance. Whether you qualify or not, at least it gets the ball rolling. Okay? Then from there, you can go to the CFPB, understand your consumer rights, file a complaint under that same portal at consumerfinance.gov, and get your protection going from an agency that is charged with protecting you, okay? So, folks, again, it's about knowing your rights and understanding how to assert them. It's about understanding what options exist for you as homeowners, as borrowers, as loan holders, as consumers, okay? So, folks, know your rights and assert your rights. I can't express or convey anything to you more important than that is at this very moment, okay? Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. You can listen to any, every show you'd like. You can contact me directly. My name is Dana Schaffman. I'm at the bottom of every single show is my contact information. You can contact us through thedailycomplaint.com. You can contact us when you visit thedailycomplaint.com on our Twitter, Facebook, or End Consulting website. Reality is this. Don't suffer in silence. Either help yourself or call us and we'll help you, but don't let somebody take advantage of you without asserting your consumer rights. So, folks, keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Tomorrow is October 1st, meaning we have killed 9 months out of this year, and there's only 3 months left. And, you know, the last three are the most important because it's the shopping month. So you want to make sure you get everything else in order. That way you can have a wonderful holiday season without this threat of foreclosure, without any threats, without any stress, without any dark clouds hanging over your head. So keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Know your rights and assert your rights. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Have a great last day of September, folks. We'll be back tomorrow with another awesome edition of The Daily Complaint. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for listening. Again, know your rights and assert your rights. This is The Daily Complaint.